Let's finish out our discussion with HER2-positive disease, which is another really exciting development. And again, Hope, we've heard about antibody-drug conjugates now in lymphoma. There's the anti-CD30. It's actually approved, brentuximab vedotin. It's being given to people with Hodgkin lymphoma and anaplastic large cell lymphoma. But there's also an antibody-drug conjugate in breast cancer. It's not approved at this point, but we have a lot of information on it. T-DM1 or trastuzumab maytansine, Hope. What is it, and what do we know about it, and where are things heading with it?
This is a really exciting agent, and I mean, it's amazing how many options we're going to have, I think, to treat HER2-positive disease. So this is trastuzumab, the regular antibody, with a linker that's strong enough so that it won't release its payload until it gets into the tumor cell. And the payload is a chemotherapy drug called derivative of maytansine, which acts kind of like a taxane. It inhibits microtubules and cell division. It's really, really potent, and initial studies showed that it could be given by itself because it was too toxic to the liver.
It's like 5,000 times stronger than doxorubicin or something. I mean, like very potent.
Than the taxanes.
But very toxic.
It's very toxic. And in terms of its potency, they looked at the ability to inhibit microtubules. And it's an interesting agent. I mean, you know, can't give it by itself. The linker has to be stable. And what happens is it binds to the HER2 receptor, and then the cell actually pulls the receptor into the cell inside the cytoplasm, and then it's released, and the linker is digested, and the chemo drug is released inside the cell, causing cell death. Well, you'd think that if a tumor was already progressing on trastuzumab, how would this work? But it does, and it's really remarkable. And in the initial phase 2 trials, we had 2 patients who stayed on who were resistant to everything, you know, chemo and trastuzumab and lapatinib, who stayed on for more than 3.5 years. One of our patients is still on now for almost close to 4 years. And, you know, they had very bad HER2-positive breast cancer. Now,